Toddlers with peanut allergies may have a new way to fight exposure, a skin patch. A study showed promising results from a patch which increased the ability of some kids to tolerate peanut exposure, which is especially important for kids under four, for whom there's no way to mitigate the danger of peanut allergies except to keep them away from peanuts. Brittany Trang took a deep dive on this for our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Brittany, how does this patch work?
Yeah, so the patch is different than like a nicotine patch that you might be familiar with. It doesn't directly inject peanut protein into the skin, but it sticks a little bit off of the back, and then through the day, your sweat and normal skin evaporation dissolves a little bit of the peanut protein, a very, very tiny dose, and then it gets absorbed through your skin.
So it's like a vaccine in that the thing that hurts you, if you have a tiny bit of it, it should inoculate you against the thing, in this case, peanuts.
Yes.
So these kids are testing out this notion. Tell us more about the results.
So the beginning of the study, they tested the kids to see how much peanut they could tolerate. And then they put the patch on them every day for 12 months and then tested them at the end to see if they had upped their peanut tolerance. And this is a lot less risky than the currently only approved treatment, which is for a little bit older kids, 4 to 17-year-olds, which involves ingesting the peanut powder, which is a much higher dose than with the patch.
But Brittany, why did it take so long? Everybody's known about this for a long time.
It seems pretty basic to expose somebody who's allergic to something to a tiny bit of something that they're allergic to try to induce tolerance to it. But it wasn't until 2015 that the peanut field actually had a very pivotal study that showed that you could prevent infants from getting peanut allergies by giving them peanut early in life. And using that idea, the people who developed the oral treatment and the people who developed this patch got the idea to develop different therapies to desensitize people who already have peanut allergies.
Yeah. So does this have to be fail-safe? In other words, even with this patch, if it becomes widespread, will people have to watch out about too many peanuts, you know, sitting next to someone on an airplane who has a bag of peanuts, for instance? How protective will it be?
In the study, they were able to up the tolerance of kids who are very sensitive to peanuts, so basically no peanut tolerance, up to the equivalent of about one peanut. And then for kids who had a little bit more tolerance, they were able to ingest equivalent of 3 or 4 peanuts or about 4 to 5 peanut M&Ms. So this is not, as the company that makes this describes, it's more like an airbag than, you know, going out and having a Snickers bar.
Right.
It's to protect against those accidental peanut exposures.
Yeah, it's protective, but not completely preventive. But still, I'm sure it's going to be very welcomed by parents. When might it make it to the market?
The company making this, which is DBV Technologies, asked the FDA to look at their plan for submission, and the FDA does want them to do one more safety study just to get the number of participants up to around 600 kids. There are about 300 kids in this study. And after that 6-month study is completed, they'll be able to submit to the FDA for approval. So this will not be in the market for at least probably another year.
And I'm sure they wanted to get it right. Brittany Trang, reporting fellow with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Brittany, thank you.
All right, thank you.